Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday, all brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. A birthday today in the flashback, 74 today. Happy birthday one, Ricky Van Shelton. Not played enough, not even in his own time and heyday, Ricky Van Shelton. But turning 74 today between, well, a run of 86 to 2006, charted more than 20 singles on the charts, including 10 of those as number one. And we go back to the first one.
1987.
And one we've never done before.
I got over you the day you left. Could it be somebody live?
Somebody live. Ricky Van Shelton's first ever number one, 1987. And it was written by the combo of Joe Chambers and really Larry Jenkins was the one holding the pen on this one, Somebody Live. It was his first number one record, and it kind of happened fast in all sorts of perspective when it comes down to the music scene in Nashville in the late 80s. About 3 years after he left Grit, Virginia. How about that for the uncertain, unknown surroundings of Nashville? By the way, Van is actually part of his name. He added the middle name Van to avoid being confused with another Ricky Shelton that was in his hometown of Grit. There were two Ricky Sheltons.
It's easy to get confused.
So he had to defer. So he put the Van in there. It's his middle name. Which also, when it came to selling records, always hurt him. Because when music stores back in the day would stock his stuff, some would put it under S. Some would put it under V. It never was in the same section. That was just one of the things that kind of were working against Ricky Van Shelton. But his voice wasn't. And hard work, too. Ricky and his wife, Betty, planned to move to Nashville when they could save enough money. But Betty got a job, a corporate job there in the Tennessee capital. So the new income could support them both. So they left in December of 84, moved into a place not far from Opryland. And one day, well, he was practicing his vocal work down in the basement, working up demos on a four-track machine that he had down there, when Betty's new friend came in named Linda Thompson, who just happened to be the wife of really big newspaper guy there in Nashville, Jerry Thompson. When Linda was there listening to him singing down in the basement, she was like, "Can I get a copy of that?" They accommodated, and within 2 weeks, Ricky was walking into a full-fledged recording studio for the first time in his life. Yeah, you talk about some, well, good connections right there. And one of the three songs he recorded was this, Somebody Lied. It was remarked at the time that we found the next Ray Price, Charlie Rich, voices of that caliber, and Ricky certainly had it, and still does, by the way. It was a cover tune, by the way, as it did hit number one and really put him on the map. See, Larry Jenkins, who wrote most of the song, that was the nephew of Conway.
Oh.
And this is a Twitty. First appearing on Conway's Don't Call Him a Cowboy album.
Hello. Yeah, this is me.
Lord, it's been